It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story from about a year ago. And you may want to turn up the volume for a second because I've got this sound that I want to play for you. It's kind of subtle, but I think you'll know what it is. Okay, a needle scratching on vinyl, which is kind of a cool sound, right? It's full of romance and anticipation, especially if you grew up with it, and even if you didn't.
I started being really interested in records when I was a kid. I would go through my parents' record collections and play Herb Alpert or Creedence Clearwater Revival.
And this was in the late 1980s when Mike Dixon was growing up in Wichita Falls, Texas.
And I just was always fascinated with the fact that you had to really interact with the music in a physical way to pull the record out of the sleeve, put it on the turntable, and play it.
As Mike got older, he started hanging out in clubs and recording some of his friends' bands. And a lot of them wanted to put their songs on vinyl because, as we've already established, vinyl is kind of cool. But to cut a vinyl record at a legitimate pressing plant is expensive.
Your general investment was about $2,000. And if you couldn't sell 500 copies, you were definitely not going to break even.
But around this time, Mike discovered that if you just want to do a really limited run of records, like say 20 or 30, you can learn to do it yourself with something called a record lathe.
A record lathe basically looks like a large turntable, and the needle is vibrating as the disc turns underneath it, and the sound wave is etched into the disc.
And you would have seen these old record lathes in recording studios or radio stations in the 1940s and 50s, and you can still find them, usually in a dusty attic or, of course, on eBay.
I got really obsessed with the machines. I bought every one that I could find. And eventually I had so many machines, I was having bands from out of town come over to my kitchen and cut records straight to the lathes in the other room. The drummer would be right next to the sink. The guitar player and bass player would be next to the refrigerator. And I would be cutting the records while they played the song.
Anyway, this is all happening in Olympia, Washington in 2010, 2011. And I should mention that in real life, Mike was teaching high school. But he's also got this vinyl record label going. And eventually, he moves out of the kitchen and into a studio and then into the world to small events and pop-up festivals where he uses his portable record lathes to cut vinyl on the spot. And then in 2012, Mike and his partner got a phone call.
We got a call from Converse about cutting records for a band called The XX at their Coachella VIP party.
Right, so Coachella, huge. The XX, also pretty huge. And suddenly, Mike and his partner Chris are at this big party with two record lathes making vinyl dubs of Jamie XX for like 200 people.
The attendees would go and listen to some samples. And they'd say, I want this song on the A side, I want this song on the B side, and then we would cut it for them right there. And then they walk away with a disc that they can take home and play and show their friends.
And after that event?
We had a ton of people that said, hey, I want this at my party, I need this at my activation or at my festival.
After launching his company, Mike quit his teaching job and moved to Tucson, Arizona. He and Chris have been making vinyl records and traveling around the world to places like Paris, Canada, and New York. And they basically have the coolest job ever.
It's something that I fell into, and I can't imagine having a cooler job either.
Mike Dixon is the co-founder of Mobile Vinyl Recorders. If you want to find out more about Mike or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.